Since this story was originally broadcast, errors have been identified in aspects of the data processing which may affect the results of this study. As a result, publication has been delayed and the research has been withdrawn from online publication. Professor David Carrolly from the School of Earth Sciences at the University of Melbourne says the data will be recalculated, peer-reviewed and published in due course.
For the first time, scientists have reconstructed temperature records for Australia and New Zealand going back 1,000 years. The team, led by researchers at the University of Melbourne, used natural climate records, things like ice cores, the rings in trees and coral skeletons, to piece together this climate data. And in a paper published this morning in the Journal of Climate, the scientists reckon they're 95% certain that recent warming since 1950 is unprecedented in the past 1,000 years. They also say the warming can't be explained by natural variation, meaning the greenhouse gases produced by humans are most likely to blame. Our environment editor Greg Borschmann reports.
When it comes to climate science, there's no such thing as certainty. But a team of Australian and international researchers has delivered what it says is 95% certainty on the last 1,000 years of Australia's climate history. The verdict is that record recent warming since the 1950s is unprecedented and can't be explained by natural factors alone. David Carrolly is Professor of Climate Science at the University of Melbourne.
What we've done is analyse climate records showing temperature variations over the last 1,000 years for Australia and New Zealand. And what we can say with very high confidence is that the warmth of the last 50 years is likely outside the range of natural variability, cannot be explained by natural variability, and the last 50 years is very likely warmer than any other 50-year period over the last 1,000 years. This is one of maybe a smoking artillery force with lots and lots of pieces of evidence. It is reinforcing that barrage of scientific information that confirms that the climate is warming and that increasing greenhouse gases are the major cause.
Reliable climate records by instruments in Australia only date back to 1910. So to track back 1,000 years, the team of 30 researchers chose a series of 27 so-called proxies or surrogates, a collection of ice cores, tree rings and the skeletons of corals. Joelle Gerges is lead researcher on the project from the University of Melbourne. She says the numbers from the proxies are reliable.
We've actually run the reconstruction 3,000 different times, so taking into account different combinations of records and mixing things up a lot so we get a sense of the uncertainty that might be associated with a given record so that no one single record is biasing the results. And what we've been able to show is that in 95% of these reconstructions that the post-1950 warming observed in our region is highly unusual.
Unusual or unprecedented?
Well, I would say unprecedented. What we can see from this study is that the post-1950 warming is unprecedented in the context of the last 1,000 years.
How relevant is an ice core? There's two ice cores that you've used from Antarctica. There's 13 corals. Only two of them came from Western Australia. The others were from Indonesia and the Southwest Pacific. How relevant are those proxies for the Australian climate history?
Well, to get a sense of what's happened in the Australasian region, we have to realise that the global climate system is influenced by a range of large-scale ocean and atmosphere processes. So things as far away as what's happening down in Antarctica does have an influence in the Australian region through changes in ocean circulation. So sometimes you do need to look further afield to be able to try and capture variability in our region.
Having established that warming over the latter half of the 20th century was unprecedented, the next task for the research team was to look at what's driving that climate change. Steve Phipps is from the Climate Change Research Centre at the University of New South Wales. He crunched the climate models for the project.
The second element was we used climate modelling then to actually look at what the drivers of climate are. And by using the modelling, we were able to show that natural factors alone cannot explain the warming that we saw during the 20th century. And that provides, if you like, the smoking gun, that it was human emissions of greenhouse gases that were responsible for that warming.
So is this the end of the argument with the sceptics?
I think it provides another piece of evidence. What we've shown is that within Australasia, you cannot explain the warming that we saw purely through natural factors. You need to bring human factors in, and you need to bring in greenhouse gases before you can explain and reproduce the warming that we've seen.
Graham Farquhar is an environmental biologist and former vice president of the Australian Academy of Science. Professor Farquhar isn't a climate sceptic, but he does have questions about how the project processed information from its three types of proxies or surrogates: the ice cores, tree rings and coral skeletons. Graham Farquhar.
I don't think it's the end of the argument, because there are always going to be discussion about the extent to which surrogates are working in place of direct instrumental recordings. The use of tree rings, for example, as a measure of temperature is fraught, in my opinion, because trees actually grow faster as the CO2 concentration goes up, and so you get what appears to be increasing temperatures actually caused by the increasing CO2 itself.
So in a sense, this will not silence those asking questions about the climate record.
No, I mean, it's obviously very useful to have such data, but I can't see it as being definitive. You know, science, of course, is rarely definitive, but I think that these paleo records, useless as they are not direct enough measurements of temperature within the continent, to be sure. But nevertheless, they're obviously important.
Professor Graham Farquhar, handing that report by our environment editor, Greg Borschmann.